की जाए अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाए राधा रास बिहारी की जाए राधा दामोदर की जाए ग्रंथ भागवतम की जाए हिताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि गौर और गरिष्ठ संबल देखोगी और गरिष्ठ संबल देखोगी
सलक्रहय चक्षुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमाहं विष्णुपदाय विश्वसृष्टाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदन्ता स्वामिनिति नामिने Sati Devi Aura Radhi Vacharane Nirvishesa Sanyavadi Pachatyada Satharane
Namaste
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Makakaroti Vacharam Pangulangaya Degen Yatkipataman Mande Sigurunditainam Paramanandamadamam Sri Chaitanya Islam.
Kasyava कस्य वा कुत आयताः कस्मादस्य निषेधता किं देव उपदेवया यूयं किम् कस्य वा कुत आयताः कस्मादस्य निषेधता किं देव उपदेवया यूयं किं सिद्धसत्तमः कस्य वा कुत आयताः कस्मादस अस्य निषेधता किं देव उपदेवया यूयं किं सिद्धसत्तमः कस्य वा कुत आयताः कस्मादस्य निषेधता किं देव उपदेवया यूयं किं सिद्धसत्तमः
Translation.
Dear sirs, whose servants are you? Where have you come from? And why are you forbidding us to touch the body of Ajamila? Are you demigods from the heavenly planets? Are you sub-demigods? Or are you the best of devotees? Purport. The most significant word used in this verse is Siddha Sattamaha, which means the best of the perfect. In Bhagavad Gita 7.3, it is said, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye. Out of millions of persons, one may try to become Siddha, perfect, or in other words, self-realized. A self-realized person knows that he is not the body, but a spirit soul, Aham Brahmasmi. At the present moment, practically, everyone is unaware of this fact, but one who understands this has attained perfection and is therefore called Siddha. When one understands that the soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, and one thus engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Soul, one becomes Siddha Sattama. One is then eligible to live in the Vaikuntha planets or Krishna Loka. The word Siddha Sattama therefore refers to a liberated, pure devotee. Since the Yamadutas are servants of Yamaraja, who is also one of the Siddha Sattamas, they knew that a Siddha Sattama is above the demigods and sub-demigods and indeed above all the living entities within this material world. The Yamadutas therefore inquired why the Vishnudutas were present where a sinful man was going to die. It should also be noted that Ajamila was not yet dead, for the Yamadutas were trying to snatch the soul from his heart. They could not take the soul, however, and therefore Ajamila was not yet dead. This will be revealed in later verses. Ajamila was simply in an unconscious state when the argument was in progress between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. The conclusion of the argument was to be a decision regarding who would claim the soul of Ajamila. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport.
Om Tat Sat. This is a very interesting verse.
So, this is a very interesting verse.
To come at the beginning of the Damodar month.
To come at the beginning of the Damodar month.
It glorifies the Siddha Sattamas.
It glorifies the Siddha Sattamas.
As being greater than the Devas.
As being greater than the Devas.
The Damodar month.
The Damodar month.
Became celebrated. Because the Devas. They came to wake up, to approach the Lord Vishnu to help them.
Because the Devas approached the Lord Vishnu to help them.
But he sleeps in the 4 months of the rainy season. Ending with the month of Damodar or Kartik.
And one of those months, the month of Damodar or Kartik.
So they were a bit afraid that if we wake up the Lord, he may be angry with us.
So they were a bit afraid that if we wake up the Lord, he may be a bit angry with us.
So instead they resolved to chant the holy names.
So instead they resolved to chant the holy names.
And they began chanting kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So Vishnu was so happy to see all the Devas chanting.
So Vishnu was so happy to see all the Devas chanting.
He said, in this month, in this tithi, anyone who does devotional service will get 100 times the benefit.
So he said that in this month, in this tithi, on this tithi, anyone who does devotional service will get 100 times the benefit.
So that month was the month of Damodar.
So that month was the month of Damodar.
So this month, any service done, you get at least 100 times more result.
So in this month, every service done, you get at least 100 times result. more.
I specially offering a lamp to the Lord brings huge benefits.
Especially offering a lamp to the Lord brings huge benefits.
So this is a very special month.
So this is a very special month.
All over the world we also invite people to come to the temple.
All over the world we also invite people to come to the temple.
And offer lamps.
And offer lamps.
Also in many temples they go out.
And also in many temples they go out.
And they encourage the people to do a Damodar Arati in their house.
And they encourage people to do Damodar Arati in their house.
And so some temples have some goal to get 5,000 people.
So some temples have some goal, like to get 5,000 people
to participate in the Damodar Arati.
To participate in the Damodar Arati.
In Damodar Desh.
In Damodar Desh.
They have this goal of 5,000.
They have this goal of 5,000 houses.
Also last time I heard that in Chalpati they also have 5,000 goal.
So it also I heard that last year in Chalpati they also had this goal of 5,000.
I don't know what the goal is in Juhu.
I don't know what the goal is in Juhu. Someone can tell me later.
So in Malaysia, they do over 100,000.
In Malaysia, they do over 100,000.
In fact, they do 1 year 170,000.
In 1 year, they did 170,000.
So everybody that does a campaign, how to get people to observe the Damodar month.
Everybody who does a campaign, how to observe the Damodar month.
They bring up a little picture of Lord Krishna and Yashoda.
So they print a small picture of Lord Krishna and a shloka.
And so the people, they offer a lamp to that picture.
So that people can offer a lamp to the picture.
And then they keep the picture in the house.
And then they keep the picture in the house.
So like that, every devotee gets another 10 or 20 devotees.
So like that, every devotee gets about 10 to 20 people to begin to chant.
And how different Puranas glorify offering a lamp on this month.
And how all the different Puranas offer glorifying a lamp in this month. Offering a lamp in this month.
So this is a very special month.
So this is a very special month.
And this verse talks about Devas, Upadevas, and Siddha Sattamas.
So this verse speaks about Devas, Upadevas, and Siddha Sattamas.
I had one experience.
I once experienced
that a mother, a daughter, family members were all my disciples.
That mother, daughter, family members were all my disciples.
Except the father.
Except the father.
He was against.
He was against.
He would not chant, not do anything.
He would not chant or do anything.
He was against.
He was against.
And he was diagnosed with cancer.
And he was diagnosed with cancer.
So, as I said, it's a fourth stage, nothing you can do.
They said it's the fourth stage and nothing you can do.
Still he was against.
Still he was against.
Growling.
Growling.
One day, he saw some guys come to his room.
One day, he saw some guys coming to his room.
They were bare-chested.
They were bare-chested.
Muscles. Ropes of leather.
Loads of energy.
Ropes of leather. And fangs.
And fangs.
Gruesome looking. And they are just waiting for him to die. When he woke up. He called his wife. I want Tulsi neck beads.
I want Japa.
I want Tilak.
I want to chat.
He said, what happened to you?
Chushi said, what happened to you?
I don't know, I had a dream that some people came and they were like this. So I don't know what happened.
I saw some dream or something. Some people came. They're waiting for me. So I want to chant.
So, the last days, he was fully Krishna conscious.
The last days, he was fully Krishna conscious.
Big change of heart.
Big change of heart.
So, Ajudhya, he is unconscious.
So Ajamil, he is unconscious.
But he is seeing these Yamadutas and Vishnudutas.
Arguing over him.
And so this causes us a change of heart.
And this caused a change of heart.
Yamadutas. Once you see them, you don't want to see them again.
The Yamadutas, once you see them, you don't want to see them again.
There is one case in the Padma Purana. All that. Yamadutas starts to take out some. Somebody bought a next house. They found the person with the same name. And they thought that the dispatcher gave the wrong address.
So once the Yamadutas were supposed to pick up some person. And the neighboring house also there was a person with the same name. So they thought
that the stature of a person that sent them had made a mistake and gave the wrong address.
So they thought that the person, the dispatcher, had made a mistake and sent them to the wrong address.
But they were supposed to take out a Vaishnava.
They were supposed to pick up a Vaishnav.
Vaishya. Instead, this person was a Brahman.
But had the same name.
And they couldn't see that person in the house. So they arrested the guy from the next house.
They took him to Yamalok.
And the Brahmana. He was looking around. And in Yamalok he saw all these Yamadutas. Some had animal heads.
Some had animal heads.
But animals are afraid. He is without afraid.
He was not afraid.
No, he was afraid. These guys were not afraid. The Yamadutas were not afraid.
The Yamadutas were not afraid.
Lord Buddha. Staring eyes, animal heads.
Staring eyes at, with animal heads.
Sahiro. Where am I? I don't want to be here.
So he said, where am I? I don't want to be here.
And he was brought before Yamaraj.
And then he was brought before Yamaraj.
Yamaraj said, it's the wrong guy.
The wrong guy.
I told you, bring people who lie, who don't chant Hare Krishna, who don't make all the qualifications of someone who should be brought.
So I told you to bring only those who lie, those who don't chant Hare Krishna, and who engage in all the complications that they're not supposed to engage in.
So that Brahman, he noted down. Doesn't even do all these things.
So the Brahmana definitely do not do all these things.
No. He noted down, I'm definitely doing all the things.
So the Brahmana, he noted down that I'm definitely doing all these things.
No lies, chant Hare Krishna.
No lies, chant Hare Krishna.
But I never want to come here again.
But I never want to come here again.
So, Yamaraj, she said, oh, the reason why you couldn't see a person you're supposed to bring.
So Yamaraj said, the reason that you could not see the person whom you're supposed to bring.
He had that default. He had amlaki plant.
He had an amlaki plant.
And that's so brilliant that subtle entities can't see.
That soul is so brilliant, the subtle entities cannot see.
The plant.
The plant.
So you could not see him. He's there, but he's protected by the amlaki plant.
He's there, but he's protected by the amlaki plant.
So also, amlaki is a first plant created by Lord Brahma.
So amlaki is the first plant created by Lord Brahma.
And it's also worshipable. So, interesting.
Ajamila
was seeing all these two fighting.
Ajamila was seeing how these two were fighting.
Who will get his soul? Of course, the reason is the dispute.
The reason for the dispute
is he chanted the name of his son. His son he called Narayana.
His son was named Narayana. So he called his son's name again and again.
Hey Narayana.
Narayana.
Come for lunch.
Narayana.
Let's go for a walk. Narayana. So throughout the day he was calling Narayana.
So like that throughout the day he was calling Narayana.
He didn't know that he was getting purified. Otherwise he was a sinful person. But simply by calling his son's name Narayana, he got purified. So what to speak of those who chant Hare Krishna every day?
Haribo!
Once I asked Prabhupada, what should we do for the Dhamma month? And Prabhupada said, You are a regular customer.
And
you do the things every day.
You do the things every day.
These special months are especially to attract new customers. He was using the example like of some store.
He was giving the example of some store. Regular customers go all the time.
Whether there's a sale or not, they go.
But then when there is a sale, others also go.
Sell 50% off.
Sale 50% off.
Special discount.
Special discount.
And let me see that shop. That's interesting.
Maybe I should see that shop. Very interesting.
So that sale is to attract new customers.
So that sale is to attract new customers.
And like that, in the month of Damodar.
So like that, in the month of Damodar.
As a way, a time you can attract some new customers, some new devotees.
Is a way or time when we can attract new customers or new devotees.
To begin chanting. To begin Krishna consciousness.
To begin Krishna consciousness.
So today is the sacred day of Murari Gupta.
So today is the sacred day of Murari Gupta.
He was a Siddha Sattama.
He was a Siddha Sattama.
He was from the spiritual world.
He was from the spiritual world.
And he came down to associate with Lord Chaitanya.
He came down to associate with Lord Chaitanya.
So, when Lord Chaitanya was 3 years old, he walked over to see Murari Gupta.
When Lord Chaitanya was 2 years old, he walked over to see, 3 years old, he walked over to see Murari Gupta.
That time, Murari Gupta was teaching Patanjali Yoga.
At that time, Murari Gupta was teaching Patanjali Yoga.
So he was saying, do the pranayam.
So he was saying, do the pranayam.
Lord Chaitanya was not happy.
Lord Chaitanya was not happy. That a pure devotee is teaching pranayam.
So he began to mimic Murari Gupta.
So he began to mimic Murari Gupta.
Do your pranayama.
Do your pranayama.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Everybody laughed. Murari Gupta is trying to be serious.
Murari Gupta was trying to be serious.
And then sat in the Ardha Padma Asana.
So then he sat in the Ardha Padma Asana.
Sit in the Ardha Padma Asana.
Sit in the Ardha Padma Asana.
Absaltan. Sit in Asana. Padata. So then
all the people were cracking up.
Laughing.
They were laughing.
And then finally Murari Gupta, he said, who is this boy?
Finally Guru Murari Gupta said, who is this boy?
Who is he the son of?
Who is he the son of?
Is he the son of a Brahmana?
Is he the son of a Brahmana?
Lord Chaitanya, he looked at him and said, I'm going to come and interrupt your lunch.
I'm going to come and interrupt your lunch.
And walked away. Alright, class over today. And then Murari Gupta, he went back home.
He went back home.
He had Sitaram and Lakshman deities.
He had Sitaram and Lakshman deities.
So, meanwhile, Lord Gauranga, he went home.
Meanwhile, Lord Gauranga, he went home.
And he put on kajal on his eyes.
He put on kajal on his eyes.
He put a flute in his belt.
He put a flute in his belly.
Ankle bells on his feet.
Ankle bells on his feet.
Turban on his head.
Turban on his head.
Peacock feather on the turban.
Peacock feather on the turban.
And then like that, he decorated himself.
And like that, he decorated himself.
Then he walked to the house of Murari Gupta.
Then he walked to the house of Murari Gupta.
Murari Gupta was sat down taking his lunch.
Murari Gupta had sat down taking his lunch.
Murari Gupta! He jumped up. Who called my name?
Okay. Who called my name?
He looked, he sees small Lord Gauranga, 3 years old.
And then he could see small Lord Gauranga, 3 years old.
He said, "You interrupted your pure devotion."
He said, "You interrupted your pure devotion."
And you were teaching non-devotional things.
And you were teaching non-devotional things.
So because you interrupted your devotion.
So because you interrupted your devotion.
I interrupted your lunch.
I interrupted your lunch.
Then he turned around and walked off.
And then he turned around and walked off.
My Gupta, how does a 3-year-old know about pure devotion and all that?
So he began to think, how does a 3-year-old talk about pure devotion and all these things?
He looks just like Krishna.
He looks just like Krishna.
Only he was golden color.
Only he was golden color.
Just like Krishna.
Just like Krishna.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It was. Yes. Why didn't I think of that?
Why didn't I think of that?
Advaita Gosai.
Advaita Gosai.
Had prayed for the Lord to come down.
Had prayed for the Lord to come down.
And the Lord said he would.
And the Lord said he would.
That's it. He's come as this Gauranga, as Nimai.
That's it. He has come as this Gauranga, as this Nimai.
And then he went to the house of Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra.
And then he went to the house of Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra.
And looked.
And looked.
Meanwhile, they were embracing Lord Gauranga, smelling his head.
And meanwhile, they were embracing Lord Gauranga, they were smelling his head.
Mother took, then father took. So much natural love they had for the child.
So much natural love they had for the child.
They didn't even see Murari Gupta come.
They didn't even see Murari Gupta come.
He looked. He was convinced.
He looked and he was convinced.
Sure.
Sure.
This is the Lord.
This is the Lord.
And he paid his obeisances.
And he paid his obeisances.
Namo Brahmanaya Devaya Go Brahmanaya Daya Cha Devahitaya Krishnaya Go Vrindaya Namo Namaha.
Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanahitaya Cha Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.
And then, because he said a mantra, Allah, the orchestra. Oh! Then Mishra stood up. Murari Gupta, the most celebrated physician in Navadvip.
Murari Gupta was the most celebrated physician in Navadvip.
Why you have graced the house, my humble house? I'm a poor Brahmin.
Oh, you have graced my humble house. I'm a poor Brahmana.
Tell me what service I can do.
Tell me what service I can do.
And Murari Gupta was just looking at Nimai.
Murari Gupta was just looking at Nimai.
He grabbed Jagannath Mishra's hands.
Jagannath Mishra's hands.
He said, "You are the most fortunate person in the whole world.
You are the most fortunate person in the whole world.
Your son is. Hungry." Nimai started crying. They could never hear what Murari Gupta was saying.
They could never hear what Murari Gupta was saying.
Haribo!
Haribo!
Gauranga!
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 Gauranga! Gauranga!
Satchinanda! Satchikuman! So then Murari Gupta ran home.
So then Murari Gupta went back home.
Like that, there are many pastimes with Murari Gupta and Lord Chaitanya. One time, Murari Gupta carried Lord Gauranga on his shoulders.
One time, Murari Gupta carried Lord Gauranga on his shoulders.
He was like a Mahan carrier. One time, he was chanting 1,000 names of Vishnu. When he got to the name of Narasimhadev. Lord Chaitanya became filled with that mood. And he ran out with a stick in his hand.
Where are the demons?
People saw him in an angry mood.
And ran.
Then he saw. I scared all these people.
And told Murari Gupta.
I scared all these people. Murari Gupta said. They're all liberated by seeing you. Simply by having a darshan, they all come. Deliverance.
Simply by seeing you, having a darshan, they all got deliverance.
One time, in a special 21-hour kirtan of Advaita Gosai.
Once there was a special 21-hour kirtan of Advaita Gosai.
When Lord Chaitanya showed his presence as Krishna.
So at that time,
he called for Murari Gupta. First, one time he told Murari Gupta, you should just think of Krishna.
So
Murari Gupta was up all night.
So Murari Gupta was up all night.
But no matter how hard the Ram Chandra kept coming up in his mind.
So no matter how hard he tried, Lord Ramachandra kept coming to his mind.
So when he saw Lord Chaitanya in the morning.
So when he saw Lord Chaitanya in the morning,
he said, I think I should take my life.
He said that I think I should take my life.
I am not able to follow your instruction.
I am not able to follow your instruction.
Again and again, Ram, my Ishtadevata, he comes up in my mind.
Again and again, Ram, my Ishtadev, comes in my mind.
So you told me to think of Krishna, but Ram comes in my mind.
You told me to think of Krishna, but Ram comes in my mind.
And Lord Chaitanya embraced him.
And Lord Chaitanya embraced him.
You are the real devotee of Lord Ram.
You are the real devotee of Lord Ram.
Later, in this special kirtan.
Later in the special kirtan.
He revealed to different devotees.
He revealed to different devotees.
Who they were.
Who they were.
He called up Murari Gupta.
He called Murari Gupta.
He said, do you know who you are?
You know who you are?
You are Hanuman.
You are Hanuman.
And then Murari Gupta looked down and he was a monkey.
And Murari Gupta looked down and he had monkey form.
And he fainted.
And he fainted.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Dhavana Sita Ram.
Patita Pavana Sita Ram.
Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram. Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram.
Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram.
Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman. Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman.
Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman. Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman.
So Murari Gupta is in Chaitanya Lila. In Ram Lila he was
Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta, he was in Chaitanya Lila. In Ram Lila he was Hanuman.
So, in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, different devotees came to participate.
In Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, different devotees, they came to participate.
And they took up different services.
And they took up different services.
It's interesting because a Siksha Swami is saying, two services that you can't do in the spiritual world.
It's interesting that the six Goswamis have said that there are two services that you cannot do in the spiritual world.
One is kill demons.
One is kill demons.
In the spiritual world there are no demons.
In the spiritual world there are no demons.
And the second?
And the second?
Preach to the non-devotees.
Preach to the non-devotees.
In the spiritual world, there is no non-devotees.
In the spiritual world, there is no non-devotees.
So, those who came to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
So, those who came to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
They preached to the non-devotees.
They preached to the non-devotees.
And then they eliminated their demoniac natures.
And then they eliminated their demoniac natures.
So it's no violence, it's pure love.
It's no violence, pure love.
So, this is a special pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So this is a special pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And today we are celebrating Murari Gupta's day.
Today we are celebrating Murari Gupta's day.
Where he also participated in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
Where he also participated in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
So, Ajamil.
So Ajamil.
He's seeing the
Vishnudutas and Yamadutas.
Let's see what change of heart he has.
Let's see what change of heart he has.
Haribol. Any question?
Any questions?
Guru Maharaj Hare Krishna, in Ram Lila he was Hanuman and Chaitanya Lila he was Murari Gupta. So was he in Krishna Lila?
Maybe. God, Ganadesha Deepika.
Gaurad Ganadesha Deepika.
Tells what they were in previous pastimes.
It tells what they were in their previous pastimes.
So, Swami had referred to the Gaurad Ganadesha Deepika.
So, if we can refer to the Gaurad Ganadesha Deepika.
And see what Murari Gupta was in Krishna Lila.
And you can see what Murari Gupta was in Krishna Lila. Any other questions?
Comment?
Any comments?
All right.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you all. And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Happy
Hare Krishna.
Damodar month.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Mera ek prashna hai. Ajamil 88 saal mein ek Narayan putra ka unhone janam diya hai. तो हम लोग सुनते ओल्ड टाइम में उन्होंने जन्म दिया बुढ़ापा में तो अजमेर अगर कलयुग में है तो बुढ़ापा 88 साल बुढ़ापा माना जाएगा लेकिन द्वापर अगर तृतीय और सत्ययुग में अगर अजमेर अगर जन्म लिया तो उसमें उसी युग का तो हिसाब से उम्र भी बड़ा है 1000 साल द्वापर युग में 10000 साल तृतीय 100000 साल सत्ययुग में तो 88 साल बुढ़ापा हम कैसे मानेंगे उसी उम्र में
सो ही सेइंग दैट अजामिल कंसीव्ड अ चाइल्ड व्हेन ही वाज 88 इयर्स ओल्ड सो इफ ही वाज नॉट लिविंग इन कलयुगा इफ ही इज लिविंग इन द प्रीवियस एजेस मिनिमम 1000 इयर्स इन द्वापर युगा एंड हायर देन दैट इन प्रीवियस युगस हाउ इज एन 88 इयर ओल्ड पर्सन कंसीडर्ड एन ओल्ड मैन इन द प्रीवियस एजेस How is an 88-year-old man considered old according to the calculation of the previous ages?
It's like Lord Brahma. And one day is 1,000 years.
One day is 1,000 yugas.
But he lives 100 years. Of his days. So even you're in Satyuga.
So in Satyuga.
Where they live 1,000 years.
Where they live thousands of years. Satyuga is
100,000
years. Yes.
But as far as they think.
As far as they think,
it's 100 years.
It's 100 years.
So, their days are, their life is longer, but to them,
their life is longer, but to them,
it seems like a hundred years. Anyway, just for our understanding.
Anyway, just for our understanding.
His relative age was 88.
His relative age was 88.
So, although that may not be literal.
That may not be literal.
But that's for all practical purposes how in comparison he was.
That's for practical purposes to compare how old he was.
I count on money to get married. He did the vasya 10,000 years.
Kardama Muni, before he got married, he did tapasya for 10,000 years.
To get a good wife.
To get a good wife.
To be Krishna conscious through his grihastha experience.
So, to be Krishna conscious, his grihastha experience.
Thank you.